After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hi.
Hi.
I got my my interview this morning.
Yeah.
Just got back just a few minutes ago.
How'd it go?
I don't know. They didn't ask too many questions, but.
What kind of questions did they ask?
What was my struggles here? What would my struggles be in the world? How could I benefit from therapy or anything like that? You know, I talked about staying with you and things, and.
Well, how could it benefit you?
I don't really know.
You don't know?
I don't remember what I told him.
Oh. Okay, everybody on the list that I called is going to be there.
Good. You talk to Nathan's mom?
Gloria hasn't called me back. I left a message with Gloria. That was weird, too, because usually when she sees I call, she usually calls right back.
She's working a lot right now.
Yeah, she is. She told me that the last time I talked to her. And she understood why she hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, she absolutely understood, but she don't care. She's going to continue.
But anyway, I'm just going to keep praying they give it to me. So.
Are you positive, or how did you feel? Give me sound.
It was really neutral. I didn't get any feelings one way or the other.
Oh. And who did the interview?
My probation officer. And a lady named Cindy Hamlin, Bob Nida, he's like an administrator for the county, for the courts, an attorney, Pete Nevins, who's a sheriff, sergeant for the jail here.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it. And a lady that works in the court's office.
Oh. But you don't know how you answered anything, you just kind of...
I think I answered, you know, everything that was right, I guess, you know, so whatever, so.
When will you know?
Thursday.
Okay. That's not too long. Today's Tuesday. I thought you interviewed Wednesday.
That's what they told me, but they did it this morning, just a little bit ago.
Well, let's keep positive, okay?
And they let me know what my sentencing, the judge will.
Okay. Well, that's good. And you, flat ass, told them you're going to do anything they ask of you.
Oh, yeah, I told them I'm very committed. So.
Anybody that knows you knows that, too. Anybody. I want you to know that surgery that Matthew just had is driving Jackie crazy.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. He's down here again this morning talking about it. Is he going to be able to have children? And that belly button, because they put that, it's like that second skin bandage, you know, on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. And you can see where it bled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, Jack can't handle it. I said, Jackie, that's normal, though.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how did he act? Did he act like he hurt? He was in pain? Well, no. He was climbing and jumping. I said, there you go, Jack. If the baby was in pain, he wouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, babies are quite, you know, smart. If something hurts, they don't do it.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know. I'm just going to keep praying for it.
That's positive. That's very positive. I will spread that around. I got a call. I'll get a hold of Beth later, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very, very positive.
everyone says that they only give it to people that aren't going to do it, aren't going to make the program.
Really?
They think they're not going to make it. That's the only people they give it to. No, I don't know. I don't know about that, but that's just what every person said.
Why would the judge set something up like that, though? That makes her look like a freaking failure.
I just don't think that would make sense. But people that have been in trouble a lot is what they also say, but I don't know.
Huh.
Well, we'll see, I suppose.
We will. Let's keep our head up. Let's try to say just a little bit positive, and we're going to get through this. But if this doesn't go through, though, we're not done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
right,
so that's when...
I'll let you know.
Okay, I love you millions, and I will pass that along.
All right, I love you.
I love you millions, sweetheart.